Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 152 for Thursday, November 20th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Thursday, tracking the U.S. soy complex in low-volume trading. Canola was up $1 to $2 with the most active January contract, up $2 at $429.90 per ton. There was relatively little action in soy oil, with more of the action occurring on the bean side of things. Large funds were active in the U.S., and while canola didn't hone in on any of the major action, it still tagged along higher. European rapeseed futures and Malaysian palm oil were both higher, which helped to underpin the market. However, a stronger Canadian dollar put downward pressure on values. The technical bias is shifting to the downside, meaning any significant bounces could be seen as selling opportunities. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all higher. Soybeans were up 17 cents with the January contract at $10.22 per bushel. Prices were correcting upward from lows reached earlier in the week. Net sales of beans in the week ended November 13th hit their lowest level since early September, down 55% from the previous week. European chicken farms are gearing up for the bird flu. The Netherlands put down 150,000 birds at a poultry farm last week. Any sustained threat of the bird flu is expected to limit soy meal going forward. There was also some concern that China could look for better deals if U.S. prices increase too much. Corn was 10 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $3.73 per bushel. Export sales were up, which lifted prices higher for the first time in four sessions. Traders squared their positions, betting the prices would fall. Just over 900,000 metric tons of corn was sold to overseas buyers last week. That was above the analyst forecast of 400,000 to 700,000 tons. Wheat was higher, up 10 to 12 cents, with the most active March contract in Chicago, up 12 cents at $5.53 per bushel. Values enjoyed some spillover support from corn. A crop forecaster in the U.S. pegged winter wheat plantings at 40.8 million acres. That is 1.5 million less than the USDA projections. There are continued concerns about the quality of Brazilian wheat, which was supportive for U.S. wheat prices. However, an expected warming up in the Western Plains brought back fund selling, which tempered the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, November 20th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.